I'm Adam El-Rashidi, back with more of Newsy's top headlines. The UN Refugee Agency reports that 3 million people fled their homes in 2020 despite the COVID-19 pandemic. The agency says the cumulative total of displaced people now tops 82 million. This marks the ninth straight annual increase in the number of people forcibly displaced. The UN found that 99 of the more than 160 countries that closed their borders because of the virus did not make exceptions for people seeking asylum or protection as refugees. Israeli forces in Jerusalem wounded at least two Palestinians protesting the ultra-nationalist rally from earlier this week. Hundreds of Palestinians gathered at the Al-Aqsa Mosque after Friday prayers, but this time police refrained from entering the compound. Rather, they fired stun grenades and rubber-coated bullets to clear the area of people reportedly throwing rocks. On Tuesday, Israeli ultra-nationalists held a Flag Day event during which some demonstrators chanted "Death to Arabs." Israel's foreign minister later denounced the slogans as racist. And China has launched its first crewed mission since 2016. For the next 3 months, a team of three astronauts will be working to expand the country's unfinished space station. This is the third of 11 missions planned for the project. China's station is on track to be completed by the end of 2022, and it could become the only active station by 2024. That's if the U.S.-led International Space Station is decommissioned by the end of that year. Stay tuned. More headlines are coming up in just a bit. For now, check out some of the other stories we're following on Newsy.